Now it's 8 minutes to eight. Adam is back with the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. 14 Irish firms locked in venture capital deals between July and September, according to the latest Venture Pulse survey from KPMG, a combined value of just over $150 million. That's broadly stable when compared to the second quarter of the year. It is way down on the $668 million in investment that was secured by Irish firms in the first 3 months of the year. Gavin Sheehan is partner in deal advisor at KPMG in Ireland. He joins us in studio now. As I say, Gavin, steady quarter on quarter, way down on the start of the year. So was that first quarter performance unusually high, or have recent levels been unusually low?
Thanks, Adam. Good morning. So yes, as you say, Irish venture capital investment broadly stable in quarter three at $150 million. And I suppose deal volumes have reduced somewhat since the start of the year, particularly as quarter one 2025 was actually a standout quarter in recent years for Irish venture capital activity. Given the macroeconomic and the geopolitical environment, it's no surprise that deal making has been taking longer in recent quarters. However, it is good to see consistency in investment activity into quarter three. And as we've emerged from the summer, and particularly with the EU-US trade agreement, there is now greater certainty for investors in considering future opportunities.
So those doubts around how well Irish firms might be able to trade and particularly sell into the US probably dampened demand, you think, but the hope would be that that would come back somewhat.
Exactly. I suppose there's a lot of available capital, right? And investors have clearly been more considered in recent months. But what we're seeing is businesses with proven offerings that are getting traction in the market have continued to attract investment. There is cautious optimism now, given the greater certainty in that geopolitical environment and combined with broader stability in inflation, interest rates in the US, the UK, following the ECB downward trajectory. We're expecting that this should create momentum in investment activity as we head towards the end of the year and into 2026.
The two big deals in the third quarter in Ireland, Proverum securing $80 million in investment, Nori AI raising $36 million. They're medtech and AI respectively. Are they the areas that are seeing the most interest from investors?
Yeah, so AI-enabled solutions are drawing significant investment from venture capital investors and clearly very strong valuations. This is ultimately due to the transformative impact AI offerings are expected to have in propelling growth and driving efficiencies across industries, whether through automating workflows, providing greater and faster insights to enhance decision-making, or personalizing customer experiences. From an Irish perspective, we see a lot of VC interest in industry-specific AI software solutions. You mentioned Nori AI, which raised $36 million. It provides an AI-powered operating system to drive efficiency in the hospitality sector. It's actually great to see them going from strength to strength, as Nori AI was the winner of the Irish chapter of the 2023 KPMG Global Tech Innovator. There is investment activity more broadly than AI. As you say, the largest raise during the quarter was by Proverum. It's a medtech business which raised $80 million to advance the commercialization of a new treatment for urological conditions. And it's actually the largest fundraise by a Trinity College spin-out. So fantastic result to see for them.
Very, very briefly, the global picture, a rise in investment, and particularly in the US and the Americas. There has been talk about Europe needing to catch up. It hasn't really caught up yet in terms of closing that gap on AI investment or investment in general.
Well, I suppose AI is definitely the theme for this quarter. Globally, total venture capital investment is up at $120 billion. That's driven by some very significant raises by Anthropic at $13 billion and Elon Musk's xAI raising $10 billion. Closer to home, Europe has seen a number of AI businesses raise in excess of $1 billion this quarter. We've had France's Mistral and UK's Nscale, an AI infrastructure business, raise $1.5 billion each. So there is significant investment flowing to Europe.
Gavin Sheehan, partner in deal advisor at KPMG, thank you very much for that. More business news in the next hour. That's all for now.